A federal bankruptcy court judge has okayed the loss of health care and life insurance benefits for more than 9,000 retirees of the Weirton Steel Corporation and their dependents. Those benefits were costing the company $3 million a month. The judge agreed that the steelmaker could no longer afford to pay the benefits. Carrie Brown of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
76-year-old George Munoz retired from Weirton Steel 14 years ago. He was a pipe fitter. Now he's got diabetes and says news of the health care cuts is hard to swallow.
I've lost 5 toes already. I've had heart problems. I just got out of hospital again. Now, where is my insurance going to come from? All the ones after 30 years, they just throw you out the door. And the big shots are spending our money.
In the late 70s, Weirton Steel employed more than 15,000 people. Today, that number has dwindled to under 3,000. The company filed for bankruptcy last May because of losses they blame on foreign competition. The company had similar financial problems in the early 80s. But the steelmaker was saved by workers when it became an employee stock ownership company, or ESOP, in 1984. Workers made concessions, including pay cuts, reduced benefits, and bonuses. Charles Tortoise retired after 43 years in the mill. He's worried about the loss of his life insurance.
We lost $25,000 life insurance policy that we depended on, that, you know. And then the sad thing about it is, now that we're retired, I'm 75. It's hard to buy life insurance 75 years old. You can buy it, but you pay a tremendous price. They don't even pay.
Weirton Steel blames the company's financial troubles on a flood of foreign steel imports and record low steel prices over the last 5 years, and high pension and health care costs. As part of the employees' agreement to save the company, Weirton promised its retirees health care benefits for life. Company spokesman Greg Warren.
Unfortunately, those promises were made at a time years ago when health care costs in this country were dramatically lower and when this company was making money and making a lot of money. And we feel for our retirees, but it's just a cost that this company could not afford going forward.
The Ohio-based International Steel Group plans to buy Weirton's assets for $255 million next month. Members of the Independent Steelworkers Union are working with ISG to try to provide health care for retirees through a Voluntary Employee Beneficiary Association, or VEBA. But union attorney Richard Pollard says that's not enough.
The sadness is that these workers don't seek to live and retire in comfort. They simply seek to live and retire without fear of catastrophic injury or illness, that their income level will be dramatically diminished. And we discover in this case that we really have to find a way to treat our seniors better.
Weirton Steel's retirees will lose their benefits April 1st. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Brown in Weirton, West Virginia.